prayer needs. I don't know if you still got yours, if you're still praying about it, but if you need one, I have a whole bunch more. But one of them was for 100 people in worship. And a couple weeks ago, we had 100 people in worship. Another one was for Tyson. Still on my list. Still believing. Another one was for our friend Pat, who had cancer surgery, who is doing phenomenally well. That prayer's been answered. The first one was answered once, but I want it to be answered on a continual basis. So what do we do if we quit living day to day, unexpectedly thinking something's going to happen? But if all of a sudden we begin to think, wow, maybe this could happen. That we don't expect the same thing today that we expected yesterday. During the time of the promise, the Messiah, they waited for day by day, and they waited for a long time. Time that Isaiah was written. And no one anticipated that the Messiah would come as a baby born in a manger. And we talked about this at our first Advent study. The majority of people, I think, were anticipating a king coming in as Jesus may return on a white horse. And that's probably what they were looking for. And it may be why they have never accepted Jesus. But what a surprise that they didn't find him that way, because they didn't know what to expect. We know what to expect, but they didn't know what to expect. What if we believed that what we prayed about would come to pass? What would that be like? In this passage from Luke that Tom read, we have Mary, a teenager, expecting a child. And someone said she could have been 13 years old. I don't know. And then we go to the opposite end of the thermostat, and we have Elizabeth, who the Bible says was an old woman. There's no other way of saying it, no more gracious way of saying it. I hate the phrase, you know, it is what it is, but it is what it is. And so we've got the opposite situations there. Two people living in expectancy. Elizabeth was a woman, that lived in expectancy. And the Bible talks about both her and Zechariah being religious people and being people of faith. And when the angel Gabriel told Zechariah that he was to be a father, he laughed. And he was a worker in the temple. And what happened to him was he was mute for quite a period of time because he laughed at God, because he wasn't living expectantly. I don't think he probably wasn't living in reality. But he didn't have any idea that that was going to take place. Here's some of the things about Elizabeth I think that's interesting. She bore a son in her old age, raised him as God commanded. She never was bitter during this whole time of barrenness, and I think I mentioned last week, which was kind of a curse. But she was never complained, and she appreciated God's mercy and God's kindness when she found out that she was going to have a son. So we see both Mary and Elizabeth here preparing for a baby. One they hadn't expected. Anything that, that they didn't think was going to happen. But it happened. What if we did the same thing? What if we stepped out in faith? What if we stepped out and believed? Now, I'm not saying that I want Cindy to pray for a child. But what if we were to step out in faith and ask for things in God's kingdom that were unbelievable to the world? What would happen? What would happen if we prayed for something and believed it was going to happen? The question is, do we believe in what we ask? And if we don't believe in what we ask, there's no reason to ask for it. There really isn't. We've all had those Mary and Elizabeth times in our lives, and I know we have, when we thought we were too young, or we thought we were too old, or we thought we were too something. We've all been there. I can speak for myself. James also adds an essential ingredient about this in answered prayer in chapter 5, verses 13 through 18. He says, are you hurting? Pray. Do you feel great? Sing. Are you sick? Call the church elders together to pray and anoint you with oil in the name of the Master, believing prayer will heal you. That said believing. Scary. And Jesus will put you on your feet, and you've sinned. If you've sinned, you'll be forgiven. Healed inside and out. Make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. Elijah, for example, human just like us, prayed hard that it wouldn't rain. And it didn't. Not a drop for 3.5 years. Then he prayed that it would rain, and it did. The showers came, and everything started growing again. Now that's the prayer of faith. James is saying that if we pray and we really don't expect it to happen, it probably won't. The dictionary defines expect as to look forward to anticipate, watch, wait for, count on, hope for, believe, and trust. All words that we can interject in that where we talk about faith. Maybe you've given up on something. Maybe there's something in this Advent season that you've been praying about, but it hasn't come about. I don't think God wants us to continue to pray for the same thing. I think he wants us to pray in faith and then believe. Because that's what James is telling us. James is not there, you know, saying, you know, that, you know, are you hurting? He says, pray. Do you feel great? Saying, are you sick? Call the church elders. And he talks about how to do that. He doesn't say, keep doing the same thing. Put some action to it. And put that action from prayer to believing. As I mentioned in the prayer, and kind of something that hit me this week, is we put limitations on an unlimited God. He is limitless as far as what our needs are because we are his children. And he wants to take care of us. So during this Advent season, I'll be honest with you, I was not out on Black Friday. I am not going to go to Walmart at 4:30 in the morning to buy a TV that I don't need, or chance getting injured, because I'm not a fighter. But there are people that are doing that, and they're all wrapped up in the wrong side of what this Advent season is all about. I wasn't out shopping on Thursday evening either. But they're all wrapped up in what that part of Christmas is, and we miss the Christ part of Christmas. So let's approach Advent different this year. No routines. Don't do the same thing this year you did last year. Change it. Helen's got to change it. She's got to take care of Denzel. But we all have routines that we go through and things that we do. Cut them out. Do something different. Expect something different this season. We should live in anticipation of expectation. God's going to do something different. How do we do that? Well, we expect something different each day. Take it a day at a time. No rush, no big hurry. Just take it a day at a time. And then you're going to like this one. Make a list of what you expect. What do I want different this year? What do I need different this year? And you're going to like this one even better. Pray about it and watch it happen. And I believe it will. Can this year be different than any other year? The answer, it's up to us. God expects us to respond to the gift of Jesus. He expects us to share the story of Jesus. He expects us to prepare by being watchful and wait for Him. There's a simple prayer of expectancy in your bulletin today. It said, Lord, teach me to pray with an attitude of expectancy. Guard me from fear and doubt that would hinder me from receiving the answer in its time of waiting. Give me a lively expectation that you will sustain me with your peace and joy. A lot of times we keep praying for things because we're not at peace with it. And we think if we ask Him again, we'll get it sooner. Thank you for my bountiful harvest of answered prayer will bless many and glorify you. That's what it's all about. Here's today's application from Mark chapter 11. Embrace this God life. This is Mark chapter 11. Really embrace it, and nothing will be too much for you. This mountain, for instance, just say, go jump in the lake. No shuffling, no shilly-shallying, and it's as good as done. I don't read the King James because I can't understand it. But I can certainly understand the New Living Testament. This is what this is, translation is. That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. Include everything as you embrace this God life. And you'll get God's everything. And when you assume the posture of prayer, remember it's not all asking. It's not all praying over and over and over and over. If you have anything against someone, forgive. Only then will your Heavenly Father be inclined to also wipe your slate clean of sin. David's verses in the Bible are filled with expectations. In Psalm 5:3, he said, the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. David wasn't a perfect person. He made mistakes. But his heart was right after God. In Psalm 27, verse 14, he urges us to wait and hope and expect the Lord. Expecting God to act is truly believing in Him. And the last, Psalm 130, verse 5, he says, I wait expectantly, trusting God for what He has promised. Can this year be different? The answer is really up to us. Because can we make it different? Can we make a difference? I think we can.